This is Gilbert Gottfried, and America, please don't listen to What Is This Blank podcast. It's a terrible waste of time. You've been warned.
Let's do her to her, Manure. Welcome, everybody, back to the What Is This Blank podcast. This week, it's a week before Halloween, and we wanted to do a super scary Halloween episode. So, one of us had the bright idea to do Nightmare on Elm Street. I don't think it was my idea, because that seems like something I wouldn't do, considering how this movie affected me as a youth. Little bit of a backstory as to why I wouldn't want to do this movie. When I was 7 years old, yes, you heard that, 7 fucking years old, my stepfather took me and my sister and one of her friends to go see this in the movie theater. 7 years old. Nightmare on Elm Street. And of course, this is the 80s. So for 80s, you know, material and graphics and all that type of stuff, technically it was, you know, that's what it was like back then. So that's how real stuff seemed in movies. And I think we made it like half hour, 40 minutes into it, maybe. And then we went home. I went home crying. And ever since I've been afraid of, I don't watch scary movies. If I do, I'll think about them for weeks. I won't sleep. I'm afraid to be outside in the dark because of this movie.
Show me where on the doll this movie touched you.
It touched me everywhere. All of the no-no places this movie touched me. Well, because, you know, that's what Freddy did. Freddy was a child molester murderer in real life. Well, before he was in the dream world. So again, we did Nightmare on Elm Street, and it's about this guy, Fred Krueger, who in this town years ago, raped and murdered children, like 20 of them in one neighborhood. So one thing, fucking people in this neighborhood are fucking like rabbits, because there was plenty of children for him to kill 20 of them. And yet, however many years later, there's still a neighborhood with a bunch of kids that are going to high school and shit. So you figure that out. And so what happens is you find out later in the movie that, these group of kids that keep having this dream, and it's the same guy. Freddy Krueger, green and red sweater. He's got knives for fingertips and burned. And he haunts them in their dreams. And later on, the main character, she's talking to her mom, and who the mom, and now that I watch this however many years later, 20-something years later, first of all, this movie's not scary at all. It does not hold up. I was more afraid of the mom than I was of Freddy Krueger. She was freaking weird.
Her lack of nerve endings in her face.
Yeah, and just the way she, just her movements and the way she talked all the time.
Her dead face.
Oh, my God. It's like, jeez. I'm like, I'd rather live in the dream world with Freddy than walk around the house with that raging alcoholic. My God. Later in the movie, you see her. She's now all this stuff is going on, so she's stressed out, too, even though she's not trying to be killed in her dreams. But she just walks around with a bottle of vodka. She's got one hidden in the towels. In one scene, she goes to the towel closet and just pulls a bottle of vodka. Oh, that's right. I put one there. Glug, 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 glug.
But they're all always empty. She chucks them into the air with one hand. No problem.
Yeah. It's because she's drinking them all. She's just walking around the house. Every room, she's got a vodka bottle. So Freddy gets into these people's dreams, but kills them in real life through their dreams, which is weird. Mm-hmm. And then now that I'm older and watch the movie, I realize a huge plot to there's lots of story holes in this movie. I took notes on one of them that I really want to get into, probably towards the meat of this podcast. I lost my thought right now. Oh, so yeah, so he kills these people. He gets to them in their dreams. He kills them in real life. It's this group of kids, and like it's these kids tell the parents. Well, actually, just the main character told her dad, who's a cop, about what happened, and none of the other kids told their parents. If you guys all would have told your parents at the same time when this weird shit started going on, like when you woke up with your pajamas ripped. And your mom's just like, cut your nails. You better cut your nails. It's like, you should have told your parents, kids. Because that could have put a stop to it or something. I don't know. But again, this movie, 20-something years later, it does not hold up for me. I was not scared. I watched it with my kids, and they were like, this is what scared you? I said, first of all, there's no CGI back then. So, you know, they can't make stuff look scarier by putting computer graphics or anything on it. And plus, I was 7 for crying out loud. So what's y'all's take?
I was only 1 year old when it came out. So naturally, I wasn't going to see any of these movies anytime soon. Not scary. Pretty dumb. I can see, like as a kid, I could definitely see like some like scenes where he might be kind of running her. Like, there's a scene where she's outside and he's outside and it's just silhouette versus silhouette. And that's kind of creepy. I mean, he's a creepy dude for sure. But, like, I don't know, something about dreams and staying awake. And, like, and then all the kids, they're, like, all assholes. So, like, when each one of them were getting picked off, like, I was like, man, that sucks, I guess.
Yeah. Like the, oh, kid, oh, oh. Screw you with the twirling lawnmower.
That's what he said. I wrote down sweaty Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah. It's like they try to come up with some sort of catchphrase for him to, not catchphrase, but like something that people would, you know, a Vinnie Barberini type of, up your nose with a rubber hose.
He said, I got a hard on with your name written on it.
Yeah. They tried.
And the lead girl, Tina, I know this is dumb, and I noticed stupid things. I think we've all caught on to that. But all I could see was her teeth. All she did is talk with her teeth. I could see every tooth in that mouth.
Talk. Yeah, it was. It was like, Yeah.
And I don't like how she figured out the dream world. Like,
too easy.
She just stays up, and she's like, oh, I know how to operate the dream realm.
Oh, wait,
are
you talking about Tina or are you talking about Nancy? Tina's the one who got killed first.
Oh, sorry, Nancy.
And then Nancy figures it out.
The main girl. Sorry, the main girl.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's just, you don't understand. He's in our dreams. We have to, I can catch him in our dreams, and I'm going to catch him and bring him out, and then you're going to cold cock him, Johnny Depp.
Can you see all my teeth when I say that?
And how that must have been, well, I know the budget on it was pretty small, I think, wasn't it?
$1.8 million. Oh. Or no, $1984.
Yeah, 1984. Yeah. Because they also couldn't wait for that zit to go away on her forehead. So they must have been in a time crunch.
32 days.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, it was passed around all the movie studios. And all the movie studios were like, get the fuck it. This is dumb. Get out of here. And then finally, New Line Cinema. This was like their first major motion picture. And Jesus, turns out to be one of the like biggest scary movie franchises ever. Still trying to figure out how.
Yeah, I don't get that. Like, I have scarier memories of the movie covers. Like, as a kid, seeing these movie covers, like, in the rental places or wherever. Like, yeah. The covers scared the hell out of me. And now that I've seen it, it's like, this movie sucks.
Yep.
Yeah, it was stories, it was just, yeah.
He was only on screen for, Freddy Krueger was only on screen for 7 minutes and only killed 4 people. Like, in my head, I remember just like a slaughterhouse movie and all these people dying and 4 people in the whole movie. And he's only at 7 minutes and has like 2 lines. Like, what are you?
Yeah, that was one thing that I had read about this when we were getting ready to do it, was that, yeah, he's... Well, that's how a lot of those movies are. Like, the actual... the murderer that you're scared of is, like, hardly ever on the screen. I think Jason is also another movie where he's hardly on screen for some of them. But he scares the shit out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember that. It's really weird. And I guess... who is it? Was it Wes Craven did this, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
He studied that the reason why Freddy wears that sweater is because there was a study done that the colors red and green next to each other really bothers the human brain.
Oh.
So that's why he picked that sweater like that, because apparently those colors really bother the shit out of a human brain when they're put together like that. And I'm like, that's weird, because Christmas? I mean, hello?
I was like, because he was a fan of Christmas, or?
Yeah, I don't know, weird.
That is so weird.
I kind of wonder if we remember it, excuse me, if we remember it as being this gory slasher movie because the amount of blood in the two murders, in the two killings, it is a shit ton of blood.
Blood geyser.
Yeah. Yeah, that, you know, that was done. Fun fact also, I did way too much research on this goddamn movie. Tina's bedroom and Johnny Depp's bedroom, same set.
Oh.
And it rotated. It was one of the first times one of these rotating rooms was used. So the camera was stationary, but the room rotated. So that's how they got the geyser look to come out. And another fun fact, when they were filming that scene with the geyser of blood, a stagehand actually got electrocuted.
Oh.
Because it was too much blood, and it ended up running out of, like, cracks and crevices onto a bunch of wires and stuff. And this guy was standing there holding lights and just totally fucking electrocuted him. But you know what? They kept rolling because, shit, they got a small budget and a short window. Yeah.
Yeah, he straight up liquefied Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Just juice. Just Johnny juice. That's all you get.
And then, like, no body? I mean, that's weird.
Yeah.
Up yours with a twirling lawnmower. What does that even mean? Twirling lawnmower. I don't get it. Yeah. And I want to go to, like, the major part, but if I do that, it's probably going to cut this show short.
What you Nancy might be teethy and annoying, but
really good.
You have to kind of side with her though, because she figures it all out. She's telling everybody, and all she needs is one motherfucker in that town just to do their job, and fucking Johnny Glenn falling asleep, her dad drops the ball. Yeah, I'll be there.
Well, you know, and another, so the town gets together and murders Fred Krueger.
Yeah.
And in mom's basement in the furnace down there, she keeps his knife glove.
Yeah.
Like, you kept evidence of the guy. What are you doing?
Yeah. That well, was
I guess
weird.
Her, I guess her husband at the time was the sheriff, probably, though. So, not gonna.
Yeah, she did. Like, the lawyers got fat and the judge got famous, but along the way, someone forgot to sign the paperwork.
Yep.
Old Fred Krug's got away.
God, the right man. Again, I'm just baffled at how this movie affected me. And then after watching it, going, this movie is shit. When she had the sleep study and she pulls the hat out,
oh, God.
From her dream.
That was so weird.
But then her mom, like, when they're fighting about it over at the house, that's when she ends up taking her downstairs to reveal the stuff. She's like, I don't know where you found this or what you're trying. It's like, you were with her when she went in that room. She didn't have the hat with her. And then all of a sudden, after her scary dream where she has cuts on her arm, which again, she's like, what did you do? It's like, you saw it. You were watching her the whole time. Why are you, what do you mean, what did you do? And I don't know where you got this. It's like,
what did she's you on think? The hooch?
Yeah.
Hooch.
Well, that's true.
She's trying to get out the door. She goes, lock.
I locked them all. Okay, you know what? I'm just gonna go to one of the biggest.
Shoot it.
plot fucks of this movie. So after Johnny Depp gets killed, dad cop and all the cops are across the street. She calls her dad on the phone and she says, "Dad, I need you to be here so you can arrest him when I bring him out of the dream world. So I need you to be here in exactly 20 minutes. Exactly 20 minutes. Do you understand, Dad? Yeah, baby. Yeah, I'll be there. Yeah, yeah." She's like, "Okay, Daddy. Exactly 20 minutes. Then this bitch proceeds to home alone her fucking house. Yeah. She sets up all these fucking booby traps.
Sledgehammer booby trap.
Yeah. So she says, "Dad, come home in exactly 20 minutes. Then she home alones the house. She empties shotgun shells, like 10 of them. She filed a hole in a light bulb, which is not easy to do, and that takes some time. She then ensmalled the sliding like deadbolt lock. That's 20 minutes in itself right there. She then does the whole thing with the sledgehammer that if you see, she can like barely lift it. She's like struggling. Then she puts her alcoholic mother to sleep.
Yeah, story time.
Yeah. Then she goes into her room. Remember, people, she said exactly 20 minutes, Daddy. Exactly 20 minutes. She then sets her super cool Timex watch that talks to her. And she sets it for 10 minutes. So she told Daddy 20 minutes. And then in 10 minutes, if you do the math, she filed a hole in a light bulb. She emptied shotgun shells. She installed the deadbolt lock. She hung up the sledgehammer thing, put her alcoholic mother to sleep in 10 minutes, and then set her watch to timer set for 10 minutes. It's
like, did what she the... put up a tripwire too?
Oh, well, yeah. Then she plucked set the tripwire for the light bulb. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my. That was one of the 20. You guys, movie people, when you write shit, you got to look at that and go, yeah, that seems legit. She totally set up all this stuff in 10 minutes.
Well,
she was studying it in that book.
Oh shit, that book. Well, even if her dad would have come in to get her, he would have opened her door and the back of his head would have been nailed with a sledgehammer. Like...
Well, no, because that was if you came out of her room. So dad would have gone up, he would have been coming in from the outside, so he would have seen the sledgehammer.
Oh. Well, I don't know. So that he didn't see shit. That dude did not see shit.
Yeah. And then also, dad tells the one cop, "You see anything funny in my house, you come get me." Yeah. Well, what do you mean funny? I don't know. Something funny. And then his daughter's breaking windows going, "Daddy, help! Daddy, help! I haven't been here, Daddy." Everything's okay, sweetheart. Everything's okay. Then she goes downstairs, breaks another window. "Daddy, help me, Daddy, where are you?" Maybe I should go tell the lieutenant. It's like, yeah, you think maybe you should go tell him. Oh my god. But that part of that, I just sat there and thought about, I'm like, you wrote exactly 20 minutes, Daddy come over in exactly 20 minutes, and then you gave her all these projects to do in 10 minutes, and then she fell asleep. She was able to then lay down, fall asleep, get into REM sleep, and start dreaming in 10 minutes. And then her watch, while she's in her dream, goes, "Only 10 seconds left. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. What the
fuck? Her 1984 watch.
Yeah, you guys had a hard time believing the car and Gleaming the Cube talked.
I still call shenanigans on that.
I'm telling you, my mom had that car.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. And then my kids are stupid. she sets Freddy Krueger, so Freddy Krueger then ends up coming out of her dream and chases him throughout the house. And that scene where he opens the door and then gets hit in the stomach with the sledgehammer, just like then he runs after her. They go downstairs. This is when the light bulb full of gunpowder happens because he steps across the tripwire. Or I think she pulls it. Doesn't she pull the tripwire?
I don't remember.
So then that happens. That explodes. Then of course, I mean, the thing you do when you're running away from a murder guy that came out of your dreams is go to the basement. the scariest, darkest room in your house. Where we find out, of course, that Freddy's afraid of fire because he's like, no, no! He might have even said fire. No fire, no! Go to bed, baby, go to bed, baby! Then she sets him on fire, and which, I mean, you got, you're just a teenage girl. You got some fucking balls. You got some balls to get into this type of altercation with a murderer.
Well, shit, Nancy hadn't slept in 5 days. Nancy's pissed, man. Like,
just 7 days.
7 days. But the record is 11.
The record is 11, so don't worry, okay? Oh, wait, I got to do it like this. Don't worry, Johnny Depp. The record is 11.
What did she call it when he fell asleep? He's like, you shit. You ain't good job.
That was also stupid how she was sleeping in her dream the first time she told him to watch her. And then she's walking down the street, and she's like, I can't remember his name now. But like, Johnny Depp, are you still there?
Glenn,
are you still there? It's like, bitch, you're sleeping. And he's awake. But he still pops out from behind a tree. Yeah? So what? What about it? Yeah, I'm here. What? Like, fucking A. 80s fucking acting and writing in these goddamn movies. I'll tell you what. I also read that scene where Freddy Krueger's on fire, from the point he gets caught on fire, was all filmed in one take, where he ran to her, ran up the stairs, rolled back down the stairs, and then started walking back up the stairs. All one take, that guy was on fire for that long.
Holy cow.
Oh, but back to my stupid kids. The guy that's on fire, you and I are smart enough, we know that that's a guy wearing a fire suit. So he's got a ton of protective material on. One of my kids goes, how come he's so much fatter now? Like, that was... I was like, what? Oh, yeah, like, he got that fat that fast? Why is he fat? I'm like, Jesus.
What? They CG the extra weight on him. It was dumb.
Is that his avatar? What is that? I don't know. Yeah, this movie does not hold up. I bet there's some, you know, real hardcore scary movie type of people that you know, are, what's the word I'm looking for, kind of like how Star Wars people are all crazy about Star Wars,
like fanatical.
Yeah, there you go, fanatical scary movie type of people.
Oh yeah, I'm sure we'll piss people off with this one just because we're dumping on it. This thing, like I said, this thing's dumb.
It's 94% on Rotten Tomatoes, though. If for a cult value, maybe, right? But like you guys said, when I watched it, didn't hold up. I was like, oh, this is way dumber than I ever... I was expecting a way better movie.
Well, this was really like... I mean, I think Friday the 13th had come out shortly before that. You know, maybe just a couple years or so. I'm not 100% sure on that. And then Halloween. But I mean, there wasn't really... a lot of those type of movies that were mainstream, big, like big movie theater type, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you had Friday the 13th, you had Halloween, Hellraiser, but I haven't really seen that. But you know, that's, again, it's like you, when I think back, I can remember Jason, I can remember Freddy, I can remember Hellraiser, what's his name, Pinhead?
Yeah. Oh, Chucky, don't forget Chucky. I remember Chucky.
Chucky. Was that more 90s though?
Oh, I guess it might have been.
That was scarier because he was a midget.
Oh, jeez. Anyways. That's what made Leprechaun scary. I'm a leprechaun. Who, the way to beat him is just to throw shoes at him so he cleans them. I don't know if anybody's seen that movie, but that fucking movie. It's like, I'm going to kill you. Hey, I'm in Lucky Charms. And they just start throwing shoes at him. He's like, oh, God, I got to clean the shoe. I got to clean the shoe. I got to clean the shoe. Stupid. And then in the Friday the 13th movie, Jason never runs, but he's always right behind the people that he's chasing.
Mm.
never understood that about these movies, how the people that are getting killed can just run as fast as they can away, and the scary guy just walks, but he's always right there.
Well, at least this one, it's a dream, so you could, whatever, physics don't matter.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and one of the scariest things that I remember from this movie, which is why I'm like afraid of walking outside in the dark, is the arm thing.
The accordion, you know, arms?
Oh, jeez.
I remember that being scary. I just looked at that this morning and went, that's fucking stupid. That's not even... That doesn't even look good. It's like, what the hell? Weird. And I guess the phone thing where he... I'm your boyfriend now. And the tongue comes out and tongues their teeth, you know? Apparently, whoever made that movie... I guess it would have been Wes Craven still, or if it was the director. But that was like a mouth thing somewhere that he found at like a Spencer gift for $5. And then just put it on that phone. So that, like, that whole prop cost $5. That's the budget we're working with, people. $5.
That's how you get Johnny Depp in your movie.
Well, these were all unknowns at that time, you know? I think this was Johnny Depp's first like real movie.
I think Deadface Mom was another stuff.
Deadface Mom? Yeah, well, does she play alcoholic mother in every movie?
Deadface Mom.
We need an alcoholic mother for this movie. Let's call Claire.
Her mouth on her face. You have to on her face. Her mouth and eyes are the only thing that move. Everything else is 100% stationary and the same. No matter what you say. Let me type out Fred Kruger. Did you guys? I read that Fred Krueger, the name, was named after Wes Craven's childhood bully.
So yes.
And then he becomes the biggest monster ever. And at some point, fucking good old Fred Krueger is at a movie theater. Like, oh come on! I mean, I might have been a bully, but Jesus! Like,
I didn't rape and murder kids for crying out loud. Give me a break, bro! I pantsed you. That's it.
Yeah. I fucking pushed you twice, you jackass. Now I'm the biggest fucking monster.
I threw your chalky milk on the ground. Get over it.
Chalky milk.
Yeah.
So the ending, I thought, was... like I got really mad at the ending because I thought, like, what she demanded was coming true as far as I want everything back. And then her mom's acting all super weird, like, I believe in any... Or what does she say?
Where's this fuck come from?
I think anything is possible in dreams or something. And then all the kids are alive, but then the car's got stripes on it. It's got the Christmas colors that bother people so much. And
yep.
It was so... stupid.
Yeah. And then those... you know, the one thing that will always be kind of creepy, though... is those fucking little girls.
Oh, jump rope.
One, two, Freddy's coming for you. Three, four, better lock the door. That's scary. Like, I'm more afraid of the mom and those little jump roping girls in this movie than I am of Freddy Krueger.
The mom has murdered like 25% of the same people that Freddy did. I mean, she lit some dude on fire in a fucking boiler room.
That's true.
That's harsh.
Yep. She's a murderer. True.
And then I got his glove. Why? Why did you do that? Why did you do that? Maybe mom's the one who really killed people and she pinned it on Freddy. That's why she's so cold and dead in the face.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I did laugh at the end when she got sucked through the window. Like, that part made me laugh. Anything with, like, dummies getting thrown off buildings or, you know, getting smashed. Like, if it's a dummy and it's clearly a dummy, I laugh.
Like a mannequin getting kicked through a hole.
Oh, yeah. I lost it right there. But again, like, I shouldn't have laughed at that part. That wasn't supposed to be comedic relief, but that's what I got out of it.
I'd also read that wasn't the original. That's not the ending that Wes Craven wanted for it.
Oh.
Like, wait, Wes Craven, did he write and direct, or is he just the writer? He's just the writer, right?
He directed it.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
He directed it. It was he wrote it and directed it. It was produced by Robert Shea.
Okay. So, yeah. So, apparently that ending is not the ending that he wanted, but it got poo-pooed by somebody else. Oh. It might have been Robert Shea. I'm not sure. Because I know that name came up when I was reading stuff about it. That Wes Craven then showed his dad the movie and the ending. And his dad went, "What's with that ending? That's fucking stupid." And Wes Craven's like, "Well, yeah, I mean, I wanted it to go this way, but, you know, it had to go this way instead." And his dad's like, "Nah, change that back. That sucks."
What way was it supposed to go?
I can't remember right now, but it wasn't supposed to be, like, Freddy Krueger wasn't supposed to be there or something. I can't remember what it was, but it wasn't supposed to be like that. Like, there was the car thing I don't think was supposed to happen. Like, the kids weren't supposed to come back or something. I wish I would have remembered more about what that was, because this was like a few nights ago that I read that. So, yeah. But I think that opens up. I think that's basically how number two starts, is exactly like that. And I think there was already, like, thoughts of number two. And I think that's what it was. The way one would have ended before, then the beginning of two wouldn't have made sense, because they wanted them to go together. And if you're some real sort of Nightmare on Elm Street enthusiast, and I'm talking totally out of my ass, email us at whatisthisblankpodcast@gmail.com and tell me how full of shit I am. I dare you. So, I mean, there you go. That's this movie. It does not hold up. I mean, but, you know, if you're a younger person listening to this, which, looking at our analytics, I don't think you are. our audience age is pretty much our age. But, you know, I mean, if you want to see what movies were like back in the 80s, definitely go check this thing out. If you want to see Captain Jack Sparrow before he was Captain Jack Sparrow, go check this out.
With a little belly shirt on.
Yeah. I was telling my kids, when he was sitting on his bed with the TV, you know, on his lap with the headphones on, I'm like, that right there is the equivalent of you guys sitting in your bed with your iPhones. It's like, because it was weird. I was looking at that. I was like, holy shit, kids have done that forever. Because my kids will just sit in their bed with their, you know, watching videos and movies on their iPhone. And then there's Johnny Depp with a TV sitting on his crotch. I don't know how you fall asleep like that. Jesus.
And listening to music.
Yeah. I'm not listening to it, Mom. I'm watching it. Oh, God dang it. He says something in that whole scene right there, too, that was... Oh, man, what was it? He said something really dumb and stupid when his... Oh, shit. I guess I forgot to take a note on it, but I now remember that he... I'm not listening to it, Mom. I'm just watching it.
Oh, there's going to be some naked or nude something.
Oh, yeah, the nude... Yes, that's right.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
He's like, well, yeah, the nude Miss America's on later. She's like, well, don't you want to hear what she's going to say? It doesn't matter what she says. Yes.
Oh, I forgot about that.
100% correct, Johnny Depp.
What a pig.
Yeah, I mean, what a pig. But can you tell me the time and channel that the nude Miss America pageant is on, please? I might check that out. Put it in my DVR, maybe.
Sweaty Andrew Dice Clayton. Let's ask him. I guarantee probably. He
Oh! You know I didn't do this!
I got no blood anywhere but the back of my hand. It never leaves the whole movie. Blood.
Yeah. Even when I've been in a jail cell for a couple of days now, they got a blood right here. Yeah. Well, boys.
I do like when Sweaty Dice Clay and get done having sex, and she says, "Jungle Man, fix Jade." I'm like, yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, gross.
What?
At first I was like, this guy sucks. Then she said that. I'm like, gosh, she sucks more.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And I couldn't figure out if they were actually dating or if they were just friends and then, like, fucked that night. Because at the beginning of the movie, she wants nothing to do with him.
He's just cleaning the pipes. Fixing
Jane. Uh-oh. God. And I know one thing that always gets girls going, I remember this back when I was younger, is when you walk up behind them and, like, you know, like grab them by their in their mouth and everything, and like you're kidnapping them. It turns them on
every time.
Yeah, because all women want to be a victim.
Oh, geez. Oh.
Here's something else.
Change it.
Change of subject. Hello.
One time I pissed my wife off when she walked by is one part teethy Nancy. She's looking at herself in the mirror. She goes, "God, I look like I'm 20.
Yeah. Okay, bitch. What's your point? First of all, you know at that age you want to look 20. So people take you more seriously as an adult.
Promise me you'll take me more seriously in 20 minutes. Promise me.
Got cold cock, y'all. Cold cock. And what, you know, what was the bars on the windows supposed to do?
Who knows?
Because Mom knew Freddy Krueger was dead, but yet she puts bars on the windows? That's weird.
Well, I couldn't get throughout this whole movie. Is he able to control and affect the real world or only the dream world? Because they violate that rule multiple times.
Yep.
So the bars shouldn't do anything, but at the same time, it just kept her in.
Right. That's why maybe Mom is working with Fred Krueger, see?
Oh, shoot.
Maybe Mom and... You know, geez, we already talked about how crazy Mom was. Maybe Mom and Fred Krueger actually killed all these kids together.
And she brings up the kids?
Yeah, and this is actually a Final Destination type of movie.
Oh.
You know, Freddy never got to kill these other four kids in this neighborhood.
Yeah.
So he had to come back and Final Destination this shit.
And their parents are split. Maybe her dad found out. Maybe her dad walked in on the two of them and was like, "I'm out of here."
Maybe she's Fred Krueger and she had a sex change and went down.
Oh, that's got to be it.
That's why she has to come.
Well, then you don't mean she, you mean them.
I mean...
She goes by the them, they, thou pronoun.
I'm Sphinkle. The glove.
Oh, fuck, I might have to delete that part. That's going to get me in trouble. Not like anybody's going to listen this far into it to hear me say them, they, thou, and make a joke about it. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, you're in trouble. Fuck.
I support everybody's choice or, you know, the way God made them to feel how they want to feel. I support it. I do. Anyways.
How many coffee pots does that bitch Nancy have?
Oh, fuck. That's what I was... Yes. Like, Mom was there. She was on that side of the bed. You didn't see the turned on coffee pot right at your feet?
It was
as soon as your mom
go.
Walks out, she picks it up, sets it down. Had your coffee. Okay, we're good. I can stay awake for another day now. Gotta get the record. Yes, I thought the exact same thing. I was like, where the fuck did that coffee pot come from? Your mom's trying to take all your stay awake stuff. She took your other coffee pot. Why the fuck do you have two coffee pots in your room anyway? Well, because sometimes when I drink it, it just goes right through my teeth and down my throat. You know how they say through the lips and over the gums? It never touches my lips. It just goes straight there. I drink so much coffee. It's like somebody watched that movie and then they invented that game. You know, where you put the thing in your lips and your mouth goes straight out like that. They're like, "I got an idea. How about a game that makes you look like her?" Oh, Freddy Krueger's coming. Everybody has to run. Let's go. Don't fall asleep. Yeah. Oh. Well, anything else?
No.
Yeah.
There's not much to say. I thought this would be an episode where we have a ton of things, but it just sucked.
Yeah. Oh, Steven, did you hear about the little trick Kevin here and his buddy at work played on me?
I did.
I had no part of that. I was just...
Bullshit.
I was a gleeful...
So, everybody at home. I think I've stated that this movie scarred me for life so far. Freddy Krueger, don't like him. At our work was this little midget size, like Freddy Krueger type of thing. It's only like, maybe a foot and a half tall. I leave the room. I come back in the room. And one of the people working in there is holding his phone all weird. Like he's holding it weird. And I'm like, oh, he must have been having a conversation with this other coworker. And he's trying to record what he's saying. Cause that's what it looked like. And I was like, what? That's weird. What's going on here? So I try to get that person to leave the room so I can then go, hey, what were you guys talking about? Because he was like recording you. And he didn't leave the room. So I turn around to grab my chair to sit in it again. And this little Freddy Krueger thing is sitting in my chair. So I turn my chair around. And there's Freddy Krueger. And I'm like, oh! Then, not more than 2 hours later, I turn around. And now he's behind me, eye level, face to face. Scared me again. I hate Freddy Krueger, and I hate all of you. Not cool. Okay. I'm going to rate this movie now. And if I'm thinking of it as an 80s type of scary movie, and the point was to scare the living crap out of me, well, then it's... wait, is it the more buttholes, the better, or the less?
You gave Pitch Perfect 0. So it's higher, the worst.
Okay, lower, higher, the worst. Okay. I get confused about buttholes. I'm not sure how buttholes work. It's a middle-of-the-road butthole, It's an average middle-of-the-road butthole of, 3 or 4. Because, if I'm thinking of it in an 80s slasher, it's not type of slasher, but it's kind of categorized as one of those. Technically, he does slash. But it's, 3 or 4. But if I'm watching it now and that movie's made today, that's shit. That is a 1,000 buttholes. That's 1,000. That's 1,000 burned buttholes. Freddy Krueger burned skin away from my anus buttholes.
I'm giving this one butthole for every minute Freddy Krueger's on screen. So I'm giving it 7 buttholes.
7 buttholes. All right, Steven?
I'm going to give it 8 buttholes because there's been other stuff in the 80s that was like legit scary and hold up to this day. So I'm not going to be as generous. I won't max it out at 1,000,000 buttholes or whatever the max was, but... Because like I said, I remember seeing like those all over the movie, like the old Blockbusters and stuff, and even as a kid, like you scare yourself, you see it. So there's some power behind the franchise and the character, but rough. I'm gonna give it 8 burned buttholes.
Burned buttholes. Yeah. But I think that's why I kind of have it lower, is because out of iconic slasher movie villains, mm-hmm. he's top 3.
Oh, for sure.
He's easy top 3.
Yeah. I mean, they made 8 or 9 of these goddamn things, and by the end, he becomes more like Jim Carrey in The Mask. He's just monologuing for 45 minutes of the movie, It's just ridiculous. It's slapstick, like Bugs Bunny shit.
Yeah, there's a lot of punny jokes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, I saw a video clip of Freddy versus Jason, or Freddy fucks Jason, or whatever it is. And there was just like a couple of jokes, and I'm like, what the fuck? What'd you guys do to it? I don't understand.
I haven't seen that one.
Robert Englund, that was Freddy Krueger, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Not the original choice of Freddy Krueger. Changed at the last minute.
Yeah.
It was some British actor, yeah. I believe, wasn't it?
Yeah, can you imagine that? Like, oi, what do we have here?
Well, come here, you come here, you silly little twat.
Oi, prick.
Oi. Oi. Captain Jack Sparrow. He's like, I don't even know who that is. What are you calling me that for?
Hey, mate, you better bugger off before I stab you with my nails.
I'll give you a right pricking. Wait, that's I think that's Australian, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't care. Whatever. Speaking of burned buttholes, I'm gonna have. We might have a burned butthole laters.
What?
Yeah, have you guys ever watched that Hot Ones show on YouTube or something like that?
Oh,
or
yeah.
There's the other one, the Truth or Hot or whatever.
What?
Dryson wanted hot sauce for his birthday, my son. So he wanted the last dab bottle that they use on that show. And so I was going to get him one. And then I saw that they were like $50. And I'm like, ew, gross. No way. There's no way I'm going to get him a $50 bottle of hot sauce. Then when I read all the reviews, it said it wasn't that hot. That the one just before it was way hotter. Da Bomb. And the show, Da Bomb is always before the last dab. So I got him a bottle of that. $9 for a bottle, you know, that big. So he tried it. He put like 4 drops on whatever he was eating. I can't remember. And he immediately started tearing and sweating and turning red. And then I was like, is it really that? He's like, oh, yeah, why? Oh, why? I don't know why? So then my other son, he took one little on his finger like that. And then he was like, oh, why? Why does that do that? Oh, my God. So those two are freaking out. They're putting, like, bread and chocolate milk and everything they could on their tongue. And I'm like, it can't be that bad. So I put just on my fingertip, I just rubbed the tip of the bottle, you know, where some is on, and you can bear it. And I went like that on my tongue. And the way that it hits the spot and then with the whole same intensity of the initial burn, it goes throughout your entire fucking mouth.
Whoa.
It engulfs your mouth in this hot, spicy, just like, so their reaction of like, oh God, why? the way it spreads through your mouth. And then I swallowed right away because I immediately started salivating. So now it's in my entire mouth and going down my throat.
Oh.
Off of just a little red tinge that you could see on my fingertip. This stuff is nuts. So I feel bad for my youngest, the one who got it for his birthday, because it says on the bottle, only do one drop at a time.
Oh.
And he did like 4.
Oh,
jeez.
So we might have some issues later.
He's going to wake up crying in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I might have some Freddy Krueger coming out of my ass dreams later. Coming out of my butt. He's like, now you know what my face feels like.
Your butt's going to look like Johnny Depp's bed here in a little bit.
It could. Could. It's quite possible. All right, everybody. So, thanks for tuning into this episode. Again, don't forget to reach out on our socials. We've got the Instagram, what is this blank? We've got Twitter, what is this blank? Of course, you can find us on your favorite podcast listening site. The main one where you can get a link to all the different ones is at anchor.fm/whatisthisblank. The email, whatisthisblankpodcast@gmail.com. So hit us up. Tell us what you want to see. YouTube coming soon also, and hopefully we want to get some merch out there. That'd be kind of cool. We got some pretty funny ideas. So, all right, everybody. So thanks for tuning in, and don't steal anybody's candy this year when you're going out trick-or-treating. And also don't catch Rona. People might be giving away Rona at their houses. Don't get that. Give that back. Make sure to x-ray your candy. And don't fucking give out toothpaste or toothbrushes, you assholes. All right, everybody. Bye.